is Sammy Nisbet, and welcome back to Late in Life Lesbians. For this episode, I want to do something a little bit different. One of my favorite podcasts is The Moth. And The Moth is a production that features storytellers from all walks of life, and it is broadcast from different venues all over the country. And people go and they tell a story based on a certain theme that The Moth's website publishes prior to the event. Earlier this month, two of my friends and I had planned to go to The Moth. The theme of the week was going to be judgment. So we had decided back in July that we would prepare our stories and we would attend this event in New York City. And one thing led to another, and something came up for all of us, and we could not attend. But I did have my story prepared, and I really wanted so badly to go to see if I could make it to the stage, but it never happened. So I've decided to share that story with my listeners and just get some feedback, because it is somewhat relevant to what I talk about on this podcast. So this was my moth story, and the theme of the night was judgment. Karma is a weird thing. I've lived on the same block for my entire life, except for the 4 years or so of college and the 1 year that I had an apartment of my own, which was just prior to my buying my starter home next door to my parents. My parents were on one side of me. My grandma was on the other side. And that house is now occupied by my sister and her family. That was 15 years ago, and I'm still in my starter home. So we are a close family, dysfunctionally close, but we're close nevertheless. When I was in sixth grade, my best friend Carrie moved in across the street, and it was a dream come true since I was the only girl on the block to finally have a female companion who was the same age as me after so many years of trying to keep up with the boys. And don't get me wrong, playing kick the can and war and hide and go seek and flashlight tag, all that was good training, but something was missing. So Carrie moved in and we became instant best friends. She and I would dream about the day that we'd be all grown up and we would live next door to each other, of course, with our husbands and our children, dogs, cats, and we'd have minivans that we would take on our cross-country best friend family excursions. When the house next door to Carrie's came up for sale, we thought we were going to strike gold. We just knew in our heart of hearts that a family with twin boys our age would move in. We had it all planned out, actually. These gorgeous twins would fall in love with us immediately, and they would fit right into the open slots that we had saved for our perfect spouses, for our perfect futures. Of course, our dreams were shattered when two middle-aged female cousins moved into our future husband's home. Of course, we hated them instantly. They never really stood a chance. They were homewreckers. As Carrie and I entered junior high, becoming wiser by the day, it dawned on us that the cousins weren't really cousins at all. Oh my God, it was scandalous. Not only had our husbands been prevented from moving into the house, they'd been replaced by a couple of freaky deviants. Carrie and I could not walk past the cousins' yard without returning their friendly waves with our adolescent sneers. God forbid they'd say hello. We'd whisper, "Did you hear the way the little one said hello? I think they want us. Ew!" And we'd run away giggling. We would spend hours conjuring up tales of what must be taking place inside that disgusting house. We actually even drew cartoons of them. It got to the point that even our families couldn't refer to the cousins without kind of rolling their eyes in that knowing way. To this day, we still refer to people that are non-heterosexuals as cousins. As a matter of fact, my brother became a cousin when he was in college, but we didn't really talk about that because we have a don't ask, don't tell policy in our house. But we would see people and we'd talk and conversations would go like this, like, hey, is Jim married? Does he have kids? No, I think he's a cousin. Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense. But what fun Carrie and I would have making fun of the cousins. It really consumed a lot of our time. But years passed. Carrie and I had drifted apart by the time we reached high school. Eventually, I went away to college. I actually returned on one occasion to the shocking realization that Carrie's mom and stepfather had actually become pretty good friends with the cousins. By the time I graduated from college, Carrie had already had her first of three children, and her husband was already cheating on her with his ex-wife. I moved back in with my parents for a while, and during that time, Carrie would come and visit her parents, mostly as respite from her heavy-handed cheating husband. She and I would go out for a drink. She looked old. She'd tell me how awful it was to be trapped for so long in such an abysmal marriage. We were only 22 or 23 years old. I'd fill her in with the details of my latest relationship woes. On some level, I think she appreciated hearing that I was, even though I was having lousy relationships, I was at least single and not stuck in the life that she was stuck in. Flash forward 15 years. Divorced, two kids, living on the same block. Carrie's family has moved away. The cousins moved to a retirement village. I sit on my front stoop, looking across the street diagonally at what was the cousin's house. It's now occupied by a family from India who's adopted a Down syndrome child. The house is a mirror image of mine. It's almost identical. I'm sitting here. I'm middle-aged. My partner of 6 years is moving into my home with her two children this week. The paint in the bedrooms is all dried. The furniture is being moved in slowly. And we're beginning our family together. Two kids walk by me. I say hello. They nod and continue to walk. I see one of them whisper something to the other. They giggle and walk a little faster. I'm Sammy Nisbet. Thanks for listening to my story about judgment. That's the story that never made it to the moth, but hopefully you've enjoyed it. Take care, and I'll see you next time on Late in Life Lesbians.